School memories. Most times when people talk about memorable school experiences and bonds, they think of high school. Well, for me and my bestie, elementary school, also known as primary and middle school, was it for us. But what made it so special? Why do we still talk about those moments all these years later? Join me and my soul sister Julie as we chat about the good times and not so good times and how it shaped us today and helped us prepare our own kids for the joys and horrors of the first years of school. Julie, oh my gosh, one of my oldest and dearest friends officially joining me on the Anything But Simple podcast. Thank you so, so much for doing this for me.
Like I said, not sure I'm interesting enough to be on your podcast, but I love you, so here I am.
You don't give yourself enough credit, that's for sure, because today we're talking about schoolyard banter and what it was like for us in elementary school, although there is plenty that we can talk about on other topics on my podcast because you are so smart, so wonderful, so inspiring. But today I am using you strictly for the purposes of talking about our elementary school days because, let's be honest, that was probably one of the best times of our lives. Would you agree?
I would agree. I had the best time in elementary school.
Right? And everyone, I say this in my intro, is how like everybody talks about high school, like those were the best days, or college or university. And to me, I still go back to like elementary school. Those were the days.
Yeah.
So do you remember when we first met? Like when you came? Because you were the new girl.
I was. I came in grade five. I was definitely the new girl. I didn't really know anybody.
Yeah.
And all of you guys had already made connections since, you know, kindergarten. And here I was, grade five. And I don't really have a lot of like small memories of, and I don't remember the moment we met.
Do you remember what your first impression was of the school, even from the outside?
I remember being scared, and I had just left a school that I had made a best friend, and I just didn't want to start all over.
Yeah. And the school from the outside, our school was humongous. Like even now when I show my kids or my friends, they're like, that's your school? I'm like, yes, it's huge, right? It's a scary looking school.
But what they don't know is that we had two schools in one.
Right. And they kept us
public school.
And they kept us so separated.
But there was a part where you can walk by and see the other school.
Yeah, and it was like we were automatically enemies. I don't know why.
Yeah, we just have to be.
Yeah, it was like you look down that hallway, you catch a public school kid, and you're like, mm-hmm, we're not friends.
I'm sure they thought the same about us.
Yeah, I think so too. So, okay, grade five, crucial year. Like, honestly, to move your kid in grade five, like, you have to really think that through. I bet your parents didn't even think twice about it. Like, this is where you're going. That's it. Unlike us now.
Yeah, we had no say.
No.
We had absolutely no say. They did not care. And we just up and moved.
That's right. I remember you because let me tell you, when I went to high school, I was the new girl. So I switched high schools halfway through. So when I was the new girl, it's like to this day, I'll see somebody at the grocery store and they'll be like, hey, you're Susie. You came to school with me. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know you. I don't remember anybody because everyone remembers the new girl. They just do. They remember the new girl. And I remember. So you came in. And you were super duper cute. And I remember, like, this is very specific, and I don't even know. And we've talked about school a lot. But I remember passing a note. Like, you know when you pass notes in class?
We did that a lot.
we had a note going on while you were, like, new, right? Like, you were just being introduced. And it was like, what do you think of this new girl? You know, like.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The judgment started the moment you were introduced. Because I don't know if they do this now, but, like, back in the day, they would – you were right in the front of the class waiting. They're like, everybody, this is Juliana.
Yep.
Right? Do you remember, did you have like a buddy or anything? Do you remember that?
I remember meeting somebody that was in like in our grade in our class the summer before school started.
Oh, that
So
kind
I
of worked out.
remember meeting them just like in the laneway behind the garage, bike riding. And I remember meeting him and just, and so he was the only person I knew going into school. And other than that, I don't remember very much of like who I first became friends with. But I remember thinking, okay, I know at least this one person.
Yeah, that kind of
helps.
But
it was irrelevant because it doesn't, you know, it was irrelevant. Like, eventually, you just had to meet everybody else.
Exactly. And everyone, like you said, already knew each other for a long time. They had their group. It was like, do we want to let somebody else in this crew of ours? It was very dramatic. Yeah. And let me paint the picture. So two things. Number one, we're for the sake and respect of all people involved, we are not going to be saying names. So the thing with me and Julie, we've known each other a long time. So thankfully we're looking at each other and we can kind of like be like, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Right. So we're not going to say names. You know who you are, but, and also we grew up downtown. So it was very like downtown, laneway. Like you said, laneway, like some people don't even know what that was, right? Like that was pretty old school. And we grew up walking to school together without our parents. Remember, we'd meet right at the corner and those were crucial. Yep. Do you remember how important and like to me for sure, like special the walk home to school and home was?
Yeah. That's when we talked about how we were going to approach the day. If we had issues
yes.
from school, we had to lay it all out. Do you remember we used to write letters to each other?
We still do.
I know, but this is where it started. We would write letters to each other when we got home from school after having walked home together. Okay. We would write letters to each other about just anything when we got home. Because you couldn't text. There was no text.
Right. There was no texting. There was no phones. And actually today I was thinking about our podcast and how we're doing this together and how I remember wanting to call you, specifically you one night, and my mom saying, no, you can't call her. I'm expecting a call because I couldn't afford, my parents couldn't afford at the time the double line. So I couldn't make any phone calls until they received their call.
Definitely. This was all of our problems.
I know. Like, and honestly, though, I'm really grateful that we didn't have internet and phones because bullying was a real thing for us in school.
Definitely.
Like, I have still vivid memories of a specific bully in our school, in our grade, that bullied almost everybody at some point.
Yeah.
And
I know.
And it's almost like bullies back in the day had like way more guts because she was a bully to your face. Like imagine what she would be capable of today online.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure if we are educating our kids better and trying to take, you know, bullying more seriously, but back in the day, like I couldn't come to my parents with what was happening and like how I felt threatened and how I didn't want to go to school, especially because I just didn't want to face her.
Yeah. And you know what? She lived across the street from me, directly across the street from me. So I remember even like weekends, if she was outside, I didn't even want to go outside. And I was afraid to explain to my parents it's because of this bully, right? Because they wouldn't understand.
And I'm not even sure why she even hated me.
But she hated everybody, you know? Really.
I know, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like she just like sometimes even targeted me directly, purposely, like physically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was just, and to this day, like I hope like having kids now at this age, you know, my daughter's in grade 8, 13. I have another one in grade 5.
That's right.
And I definitely do not, you know, want them to be a bully. I want them to respect people's feelings and to, you know, show love and be good humans.
100%. And it's, I want you to know that honestly, even though you felt targeted, I didn't get that targeted feeling for me specifically, but one of my close friends I was with her every day, all the time, and I saw her be specifically targeted, like followed home, pushed to the ground, kicked snow in her face for no reason. So it wasn't just you. I don't know what was wrong with her, but I want to give her the benefit of the doubt today for one reason only. Because today, because I knew we were doing this, I really did a lot of self-reflecting on myself in elementary school and the kind of person I was. Like I kind of like look like I meditate, as you know. So during my meditation, I like thought about myself as this little girl, and it made me so sad because I was super insecure. I was a huge people pleaser. I was like always scared that people wouldn't like me or like, what can I do to make people accept me? And it was mostly because of things going on at home that nobody knew about, even my bestest friends. Like, I would never
For sure.
express those things. So maybe she had things going on at home that we didn't know about, and that was her way of like letting it out. Because remember, she did have a younger brother who also was kind of known as like as being similar to her, right?
Yeah, I know. And the older I get, the more we think about those like other motives and other reasons and their feelings and how they must have felt at home and why they were doing it. But as like a 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kid, you just have no idea of how you're going to put, go to school or put your best foot forward when like school is, the worst place you can be.
It's your whole world.
For sure.
It's your whole world. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, those were rough times for sure. The bullying. Yeah. I talk to my kids about it now, even because I remember a specific situation that happened to me in Portuguese school. So you didn't come to nighttime, like night Portuguese school.
No, my parents put me in Portuguese school 3 days a week, at like a private teacher.
So you missed out on a whole bunch of drama because it was all the same
I
kids.
know.
So I'm stuck with these kids all day, and every single day I'm stuck in the night with them too. So it was like extra. So there was a specific day I'll never ever forget, like a key memory. So we're kind of like going into that, where I was chewing bubble gum, and I remember blowing a bubble, and the bubble like burst on my face, and I like tried to like grab it all with my tongue like you do as a kid, and I guess I didn't get it all, and I had some stuck here, and everyone was like, "You have boogers all over your face." Like they were like making fun of me, and the teachers like was like laughing too. Like back in the day, teachers had no regard. Like they didn't talk about bullying, they didn't talk about mental illness like they do now, right? There was nothing. It was just like a free for all. And that's a key memory for me that I'm like, oh my God, I can never forget that. So I brought that up to my kids and I was like, my feelings were so hurt. So just keep that in mind. If you ever feel like laughing at someone in class, your mom was that somebody, you know? And it really hurt my
Yeah,
feelings. They were like, how could they do that?
definitely.
Didn't they know it was gum? I'm like, no. And maybe they did, and they just didn't care because they were mean.
Definitely.
Do you have a memory like that where you just stop and you're like, yeah, I'll never forget that moment?
I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do. There's so many of them. Like I remember, there being school fights or, you remember we had like a group. It was like four or five of us and we were the cat family.
Yes, our club. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a club, and I remember a couple of times, I felt like I wanted to be the jaguar and somebody else got it. And I'm like, they're doing this to get me, they hate me. And it all comes back to like your insecurities, because I didn't ever feel like, I was, pretty enough, popular enough, smart enough. Like I always felt super weird and like, I just feel like people wouldn't get me,
I know. I felt the same way. I felt like an outcast all the time. Even with like my close friends, they secretly always thought somebody was out to get me in some way. It's this
Yeah,
paranoia
definitely.
you have when you're a kid. It's so hard. And I feel for our kids. Like I really do. With social media now too, like it's so hard. I worry for them all the time because of what I went through. And I think the most important thing to teach, especially you, you know, you have two girls, that's hard. it's confidence. They need to be confident in themselves. I wish that I could give my old me the biggest hug and be like, just fake it till you make it. Like, that's a real thing. You need to fake it. So how did it work when you had a crush? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, boys were my thing. I was super boy crazy, if you remember.
Oh, I do. Yes.
I wanted to date everybody. Thank God my kids are not like that. Yeah, I had a crush on everybody all the time.
Yes, and you and I had a crush on the same boy at one point.
I crushed on all of them. I had no girl code whatsoever.
No. And it's funny because there was a code. It was like, I'm going to call dibs. Like, I would go up to you and be like, I like this person. And you have to, and that's me telling you he's off limits. And you're like, I just like everyone. Definitely. And you know what, Julie? Honestly, you're so likable. Like, I could see what the attraction was with you, because you're so like, you faked it good. Like, you were so easy breezy. Like, it was like nothing really fazed you. You carry that very, very well. I remember you always being like that.
Yeah, I still do that.
Yeah, see, it's true. It's so true. You are still like that. But you and I did have a crush. It was the same boy. And I remember we specifically sat together in a group. But you weren't like mean about it. I remember you were very like, okay, we both like this boy. And he liked rock. Everything he liked, we liked. So he liked rock. So we would like watch, what was it? Like... Much Music, or you know, those old shows where we would try to study, because back in the day you couldn't just Google search all the best rock artists. Like, you had to commit to that. You had to watch and stay sitting on your couch to watch those rock songs.
Yep.
I actually remember. Go ahead.
You have to like learn the music. And you can't Google the lyrics. You have to listen to it over and over and over again.
Or you had to get your cassette and press play and record at the same time to record it. Yeah. I remember specifically a rock group that came out that I didn't know much about. And I wrote it down. And like that Monday, I was so excited to tell him about the group. And I wrote it and I like looked down at my hand because I wrote it there. And I told him and I was so excited, and he didn't like that group. And I was like, it's over. It's over. I've lost this battle. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And we carry a book. Like, we have a journal, which I have it right here beside me. So we have written letters to each other for years, and we have journals where we write to each other, which I'm still convinced should have a lock. I don't know why they don't, because as you get older, that shit gets deep.
Deep, yeah.
But if you could look at your old self, let's say grade 7 or grade 8 Julie, like, what would you say to her?
I would say, forget the boys. Forget the boys. Forget everything and just enjoy, you know, and just enjoy. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your friends. You know, I was always so caught up in everything else, you know, the drama, if the girls like me, if, you know, the boys. And I just wish I had enjoyed the moment and just because some of these memories that you have, we talk about it all the time. I don't have it. Like, I don't have the memories that you do. And I wish I would have. I wish I enjoyed. I try to block it all out because I didn't end up with the boy, you know? And I didn't, you know, I didn't take these memories with me. So I regret that.
Do you?
I do.
I have a very strong memory, so I remember a lot of things, and I know
you do.
That's why you keep me around. That's the real reason, to remind you of who you are. But I think back to a specific time, and I know I've told you this before, of like, and it, I'm telling you, it's the ridiculous little things. Even sometimes a certain smell or something, now that the kids are online school, like, I feel like I'm in class with them and something will happen and it'll trigger a memory and I'll be like, oh my gosh. Like, the memories just come streaming down. So I think about the specific girl who said to me, like, she was a very controlling friend, but I guess I needed that at the time because I was really shy. And she's like, tomorrow, like, we'd always plan our outfits. Tomorrow you're going to wear a skirt to school. And I was like, okay, tomorrow I'm wearing a skirt. So I had my skirt laid out on my bed for the next day, and the next day came and it was raining. And I, the anxiety that I felt of thinking, oh my gosh, it's raining. We didn't talk about, do we wear a skirt still if it's raining? What if I show up wearing a skirt and she's not wearing a skirt? You know, like, I was so nervous. And my mom's like, I remember putting the skirt on her being like, you're not wearing a skirt today, it's raining. I'm like, okay, so I changed. Mm-hmm. And I got to school and she came up to me and like broke our pinky promise in like in real time, like that. Oof. Which, you know, that's like a dagger to the heart.
Oh my God, we used to, pinky promise, we used to take that shit seriously.
We, listen, I've trained my kids. They know when we pinky promise, mm-hmm. they know that shit is legit.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's one of those memories that I keep to my, always in my heart. And I always think about how, like, how did I allow somebody to make me feel like that? Like, I felt terrible. I cried and begged her to be my friend after that because I was so sorry. But why should I have been sorry for that?
You shouldn't, but you didn't know any better.
We didn't know any better. But that's mean girl mentality at the time, I feel like, you know? Like, do you remember the popular girls?
Yes, I do.
There weren't that many of them, but I will never forget the popular girls.
Same. How could you? They're the popular girls.
And they're forever the popular girls. And it's like
forever.
They have this thing to live up to for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
I'm kind of glad.
And I just remember wanting to like be their friend and I wanted them to like me. And I just wanted to, it's like, it's FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. You just don't want to be that one person that doesn't go to the park after school. Or that doesn't get, you know, an invite to a party or doesn't, yeah. You know, get that phone call. You just, you don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's like, even when they would just say hi to you, it was like the best. You're like, she said hi to me today.
Yeah. I did something right. What was I wearing? All right. Check.
Yeah. It's so true. It is so true.
I remember in elementary school, we were all like, for the most part, you know,
close.
We were. And we all, I think it started in grade five and it evolved from there. We started to do a lot of things together as like a group.
Yeah.
I think grade 7 and 8 was more when we all did things together and it was less, she's popular, she's not. And I think we just collectively came together more.
I think grade 8 was the time for me too, because once the popular kids, because obviously the year older was always like the more popular people. Once everyone left and we were the oldest kids in the whole school. And we were a small group, right? If you think about it, it wasn't a big group of us. And that's when we were the closest. It was a real family feel. I have that book that I've shown you of like all the notes, the letters everyone we'd write to each other to say goodbye. And our graduation, to this day when I hear the graduation song, I don't think about my high school. I think about elementary school and how much I cried because I was so sad to say goodbye to so many people.
That was another thing I missed. My parents went to Portugal.
Yeah.
They didn't care I had a graduation. They picked us up and went to Portugal.
I know.
So I missed my elementary school graduation. It always upset me. I wanted to graduate with my friends so bad and I didn't get that. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, you know, it kind of just plays to COVID and our kids not, like my kid is in grade 8. She's not graduating with her friends. They're doing like a virtual graduation.
Yeah.
And I hate that because it happened to me and I always regretted it. And I wanted to graduate with my friends and I never got to because, you know, you go to high school, I graduated with one friend. I went to, you know, university. I graduated also with one friend. You don't graduate with 30 friends.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
Yeah, you missed out on that night for sure. Whatever
I
you
know.
think in your mind that it was that. I
It was
felt it was
better.
better than that. I didn't want to make you feel too bad, but it was like being in a movie. I felt like an outer body experience because it was done at the church and all of the families were up at the top pew, all the way at the top. Remember, our church had the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
So they were all looking down at us and only we were at the bottom. And the valedictorian, do you remember who was the valedictorian? Do you remember?
No.
So we're not saying names, but it's the our girl, like that we're like, we found you.
Oh,
Right?
yes.
She was our valedictorian.
Of course she was a valedictorian.
Obviously. And we'll get into the next part after. But yes, she was the valedictorian and her speech was insane, as you can only imagine.
Yeah,
It was
she's
perfect.
incredible.
Yeah, it was perfect. And there was not a dry house. Like even the guys I remember were getting emotional. Like and the
Yeah.
hugging and the crying and it was like I'll hold that dear to my heart. And even like all the things from the past and that have ever happened with anybody, it was like that didn't matter in that moment. And that's what I try to carry with me to not have like any bad blood with anyone or any hatred. But there's still those scars that are left that it's like, okay, like we're older now, doesn't matter anymore, but it's still kind of there, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But I want to just talk about one more thing with you, which is all of this talk that we've had all these years, all of these back and forth books, there was one thing we would always say. We need to do a reunion.
Yes. A 20-year reunion. We need to get everybody together and see everybody and catch up.
Yeah. And when we would talk about it was like we would just say it for fun because we,
Yeah.
yeah. But then when we realized we did the math one day and we're like, oh my God, it's 20 years. We have to do it now. Like, there's no, like, let's just write about it and talk about it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, Julie, how amazing was that?
I first of all, I'm shocked we got to do it. It was a few years ago. But it was incredible seeing the people that came out,
Yeah.
and just it was like taking me back. Like I felt like that kid again. It just took me right back, and our conversations and the stories. It was incredible to be taken back there,
Yeah.
and we had so much fun, especially when you involve alcohol.
Yes. And we genuinely hadn't seen these people in forever.
And do you remember we're like Googling or Facebooking to try and see if we found a few people that we don't know what happened to.
Right.
And specifically the crush we both had, we were Googling it, LinkedIn it. We're trying to find him. Is this him? Could this be him? Oh my gosh, he's gonna show up. He's gonna be so hot.
I know, and we were like, I was like finding pictures. I'm like, is this him? Like, we didn't even know what he would look like, right? But then somehow one of our other friends that were there knew him or had his phone number, and so I took his phone and I called him, and I'm like, you gotta come over here. This is our reunion, and he came.
And he came, like, and he looked exactly the same.
Like literally, exactly, even height-wise, I'm like, what is happening
Amazing.
Oh my God. And then that one friend, so we had one specific person that we love, our valedictorian, who literally I hadn't seen her forever. We've always talked about her. Where the hell is she? We
Years.
wanted to get t-shirts made, you know?
Yeah.
It was a
We needed
truth.
flyers. Have you seen this
Yes.
person?
And when she said she was coming, oh my God, you cried. Like I have video of you just crying. It
I
was
was
like,
so happy. I wanted to see her so bad. I just wanted to hug her. She had a beautiful impact on, my childhood, and I
yeah.
just wanted her to be well and happy, and I just wanted to tell her and see her and
Yes.
drink with her.
She actually ended up driving our drunk asses home.
She did,
That was very
yeah.
kind. That I listen, anyone who didn't come, like I'm mad at you. Like we both are. Yeah. We're disappointed in you because look what happened after COVID's happened. Then all this talk about like, oh, you know, we should get together again. Like all the people that didn't come. Like, listen, you want to know something? Did you guys watch the Friends reunion? Did you watch it yet, Julie? It's amazing. Yeah. So you need to watch it. And they were all together. It was very emotional. They're all together and they literally said to each other, they said, we're never going to do this again. Like, this is our reunion. Mm-hmm. This is happening right now and we'll never do it again. Like, they'll get together, offset, they're friends, whatever. But that's us. Like, what we did that night, yeah, like, you can get together with people, but to do it the way we did it, that's just not happening again.
No, let me set the tone. Susie brought out our t-shirt with our signatures on it from 20 years before and all of these posters, the phone book. She had a phone book that opened us up like an accordion with all of our phone numbers in it. It was priceless.
Yeah.
And pictures and memorabilia. It was epic.
Yes, I even had my Adidas ripoffs on the remember?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing.
And we played games. You remember I made the little, what's that game called with the hands?
I don't remember, but it's the,
where you kind of like.
And everybody just went along with it.
Everybody had so much fun and we learned some stuff, how some people thought you were the best part of their elementary memories. Leave that right there. That was so good. I swear, that was one of my favorite nights. Like, you might have missed our grad, Julie, but trust me, you made up for it. We planned our reunion and we killed it.
Honestly, it was incredible. I felt like I didn't even want to sleep that night. I felt like I didn't want it to end.
I know.
I remember just trying to go to sleep and being like so full of adrenaline, just so happy, and I came home drunk and I told my husband, this was the best night of my whole life. And he was just like, okay. And I remember just feeling so incredibly fulfilled. It was just one of those moments I'll never be able to recreate. It was incredible.
I agree with you 100%. And that night specifically, when I got home, usually you pass out after a night out. I messaged you and you were still awake. And I was like, can you believe this? And can you believe that? It's like we couldn't even stop talking about it. We were just so excited. The adrenaline was so real for me too. And you know what? Actually, I should call myself out on this too, because I actually had somebody come to me. Do you remember this? I just remember this right now. Come to
me. I do remember this. I know.
You already know? That's mm-hmm. the power of friendship right there. Where he said to me that I wasn't very nice to him. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I had no idea. I remember him saying that and me being like, me? Are you sure? Me? I wasn't? He's like, yeah. And I wanted to cry. I was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't even know what to say. Like, what do you say to that when someone says that to you, right? And I'm happy that he did that, because what if I was that person who left a negative impact on his life where I'm one of the scars that he carries. Like, I don't know how bad it was. We didn't go into detail, but I at least, and I had the opportunity to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, I'm really sorry. So I'm grateful that he did that. And I feel like crap. Like, I did feel like crap. And that's one of the things I told my husband when I came home. I was like, it was the best time ever. And I was so excited. I'm like, but guess what? I am an awful human being. That I made someone feel like shit. You know?
I do.
That sucked a little bit.
I know. I saw your face. You were disappointed.
Yeah, because I didn't think. And you know what I said to him? And I said to him, like, I was going through shit too. Like, people were really mean to me. Like, I remember walking at recess sometimes and people would follow me. You probably might have been before you, or you just don't remember this, but they would follow me, taunt me, and throw rocks at me. And like, that's just not okay. So I said, I'm like, this is no excuse, but like, I was going through my own shit at home. I was going through my own shit at school. So maybe I lashed out on, let it out on you somehow. And I'm so sorry, but like, and he forgave me and it's all good now. But we had an amazing time. That was the only thing that I was like, oh my God, I need more alcohol for this. And it did fix it, and we got to hang out. We got the best pictures. Everyone looks the exact same. Like when you look at those
It's
pictures,
so crazy how they look exactly the same.
right? And it was that group picture of us. Everyone looks so happy. We were just like, group picture, yes.
Oh yeah, I was smiling from ear to ear. I was just, it just brought me back, to like one of the best memories.
Yes. And the nice thing is, I might not have kept in touch with everybody. I do here and there with a few people, but you and me have always remained close. And I'm so
Definitely.
grateful for that because a friend like you is hard to find. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. As you get older, you see the value more in having a true friend and a
I
forever
love
friend.
you.
I love you too. So that being said, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this episode. This means the world to me. What we talked about, it's a topic that I find near and dear to our hearts, and I hope that listeners take something from it. And if nothing else, hopefully they get a good laugh out of it. And if anyone from our elementary school is listening, I hope you enjoyed it too, because I know deep down secretly they will listen. But I'm so grateful for you and the amazing bond we share. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Susie. I love you. I love your work. I told you. I'm so proud of you. And I just support you, even if it's doing this podcast out of my comfort zone a little bit.
I appreciate you stepping out of your comfort zone, and hopefully we do another one, 'cause trust me, you are nothing close to simple either. Believe me.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. Thank you again for tuning in to episode 2 of the Anything But Simple podcast with me, Simply Susielicious. Be sure to subscribe, like, and comment, and share this with a friend or family member. And remember, don't be ashamed to be anything but simple. The best people are.